Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Let's go to the Lord in prayer before we get started. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come and we bow before you and we praise you for the loving God that you are, our Abba Father, the great I Am, our Creator, our Savior. Lord, we just thank you. We ask again every day for your forgiveness as we fail you every single day. And we ask for your protection and your watch care and your guidance over this nation. Wake the people. Let the scales fall from our eyes, and as horrible as it is, let us see the truth of what's being done right before our eyes. Father, there are many that are suffering now with this horrible winter vortex storm that's hit this nation and other places as well. I ask that you be with them, help them to have comfort and to keep their homes safe from all kinds of things that happen when the freeze hits. Father, there are so many things on my heart. And you know what they are. I just lift it all up to you, oh God, for such a time as this. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So what do you do, my friends, when you're sick and tired of talking about impeachment? Oh, let's talk about the weather, because baby, it's cold outside. Now, those are words to a cute little song, which the left hates, as the man tries to kind of hustle the woman into staying just a little while longer. Key word there is hustle. But baby, it is cold outside. And that's pretty much the words coming out of the majority of Americans' mouths these days. A winter vortex has plagued the nation and beyond. We are all waiting for the global warming that was promised to us. But millions are waiting for a rescue from the freezing, the dangerous freezing weather. The test of time is failing for the wind turbine industry. They are not capable of going it alone. It doesn't matter how much government subsidies you throw at this industry. It ain't going to keep the lights on. Not efficiently and not economically. The truth doesn't matter to the environmentalists. Now let me explain to you once again. And while I'm doing this, I want you to look out your windows. Global warming, climate change, oh, it changed all right, is not an existential threat. It doesn't cause wildfires. CO2 is not a threat to you. It's what you exhale and the plants absorb. Real science, people. That's the truth. But again, truth doesn't matter. It's all a huge lie, a hustle, if you will. Many are getting rich off of this lie, and in the meantime, they are hurting our energy sector, the grid. They are hurting our land, our health, and our food supply, the birds, the bats, you get the picture. I asked Daniel Turner to visit with us today. It's not his scheduled Tuesday, but I don't care. And we want to talk about what's going on in Texas and Oklahoma, and you know, California can't keep the power on no matter what season it is. Daniel? How cold is it where you are, my friend?
Beth Ann, it is a great privilege for this invitation to be on your show. So thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. Well, we had -8 earlier today, and right now we've got 1 degree. We're supposed to go all the way up to the tropical temperature of 12 today.
Wow.
It's cold out here. There's no two ways about it. We've had water mains burst and freeze. I guess that's why they burst. And, it's been crazy. And people in Texas are suffering right now. And when I saw a segment on TV last night, I thought, I need to get Daniel on. I don't care if it's a scheduled Tuesday or not. We need to talk about the weather. So let's talk about these wind turbines and what's going on in Texas and Oklahoma.
Yeah, there was a photo that was circulating on social media, which was pretty telling of the entire story. And it was a helicopter that was spraying antifreeze, kind of like what you would spray on an airplane before they take off, the de-icing fluid. And it was spraying the wind turbine with that de-icing fluid. Now, the de-icing fluid is a petrochemical. Clearly, the helicopter is running on gas, on oil. And we're doing all of this to spray a wind turbine, which also is made from forging coal. It's anchored to the ground with 2,000 pounds pounds of steel rebar and cement, which is made from coal. And so, I've said this before, and I always have to caveat it because people make fun of you otherwise. I'm not opposed to renewables. I'm not opposed to wind and solar. I just want to have an adult conversation and tell politicians, tell the environmental left that they have drawbacks. And I am the first to admit coal, oil, gas have drawbacks. We don't live in a perfect world. They are not perfect solutions. But as adults, we don't look for what is perfect. We have to look for what works best. And let's be adults and say, are renewables working as well as the other alternatives that are out there? And my answer is clearly no.
No, they don't. And I have an article from another gentleman that's kind of his thing, is these wind turbines. Against wind turbines is kind of his thing. And I don't know if you know him or not. His name's Don Droz. And he sends stuff. He's got a website that he accumulates all kinds of data. Some of it's like way over my head. Most of it is way over my head. But they've done research. And even the sound, you can't always hear the turbines. Even when you can't hear them, it's still putting a sound out. And they think that that's detrimental to people's health. It kills the bats and the birds, which are needed for pollination in the fields. He said that they named these wind farms on purpose, but he says they don't farm anything, they don't produce anything, and they're not efficient, and economically, and even in the industries, in the communities, it hurts the value of the property. Tourism goes down. I mean, it's one thing to see those. Oh wow, they're pretty awesome to look at once. But not for miles and miles and miles. And when you think about the farmland that it's taking, it's just not a good thing. And, the picture that you gave me, it's sad, but it's funny when you stop and think about these helicopters flying over the wind turbines to spray them with antifreeze to unfreeze them. This is just ridiculous, and it's such a huge hustle. It's just a lie.
Yeah, and that's the way to put it, is that it really is a huge hustle. What we have works, and like I said, it is not the perfect solution. It is not the perfect energy source. I wish that source existed, but it doesn't. Maybe it will be discovered, right? I called my organization Power the Future for a reason. We're always getting better.
Yes.
We're getting cleaner. Our
Absolutely.
Fossil fuels are burning cleaner, but we're not there yet.
Yeah. Well, we can always do better, and we know that. We do better with the land. People didn't know how to fight erosion before, to put terraces in and do these things. But now they do know that. There's still some lazy people that don't, but they do know it. And they do it, and it makes it more efficient. It makes it better, and we do get better. Here in mid-Missouri, we have a nuclear plant. And it does an excellent job of keeping us in lights. And we have a lake, the water energy. There's all kinds of things to use. But these wind turbines, they're not necessarily efficient. We're going to open up the phone lines. Daniel wants to answer any of your questions that you have about turbine energy or any other kind of new energy. 877-895-5410, and Daniel and Beth Ann will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. If anybody's in the house, not out shoveling snow, give us a call at 877-895-5410. I'm going to slow down. I get in trouble for that. 877-895-5410. If you have any questions or want to make a quick comment about the renewable energies, in particular we're talking about these wind turbines, but and also just finding it in general, climate change. it's a hoax. And I noticed, Daniel, that Kevin Sorbo has a documentary or movie out that's called Hustle 2. And that's kind of where I came up. I'd like to say that I thought of Hustle by myself, but I saw that. It made me think of this. But he's being censored by Facebook because of this. And, you know, it's just unreal, the truth. You know, in this other article that I was reading today, he was talking about, you know, you need to have research that is totally disconnected. You know, they have no dog in the race. But that's not the way it is. The only researchers or scientists we're supposed to listen to are the ones that were paid for by the climate environmentalist radicals. And I just saw this morning, too, I want to
add this, and we should be praying for this community, but all the communities in Texas and wherever else. But this is in North Carolina where this deadly storm, and I didn't realize they'd named it. They've named it Uri, if I'm correct. A deadly tornado has spawned because of this storm and hit in North Carolina in a little community there. So here we are in this bitter cold, and here it's taken out some homes and businesses, and I just can't imagine what these people are going through. Where are they going? How are they staying warm? Rudy and I both had kids on Saturday morning letting us know Rudy's boys' electricity was out. They got it back on right after he went out and got generators. And my son's furnace was out. I said, what a time for that to happen. You know, we take it all for granted. We take it all for granted. And, what's happening in Texas is serious stuff. There's a comical side of it, but it's serious because people are hurting.
Absolutely. And this is the point that I made earlier, that I'm not opposed to these technologies. And where they make sense, and personally I would say where they're not subsidized by the taxpayers, because I don't like subsidies, but where they make sense, these technologies should be used, but they shouldn't be established in such a way by municipalities that they are undercutting what already works. And that's the real issue I'm having. It's not just that we want to build, or the Biden administration wants to build wind farms. Of course they want to build wind farms. But why did building the wind farms mean you have to shut down what works, right? So we're shutting down coal to build a wind farm. How about we have both for a while and we leave the coal plant there? And when the wind farms don't work, we have a redundancy. We have a backup. The way those who can afford it have backup generators in their home, right? I've talked to people in Texas who have said, yeah, we lost power, but we're lucky enough to have a generator. Well, certain people aren't lucky enough. And so what is their backup? What is their solution? When the government plays with the electric grid like that, it is putting those who are most vulnerable at risk because they don't have redundancies. They don't have backups. And that's my real problem with the environmental left. It's not enough for them to say, we want wind, we want solar, but also we have to shut down the fossil fuel industry. And I don't know why they are adamant about getting rid of what is working.
Well, because it's killing us.
the CO2 is killing us.
Come on. Yeah. You know, the world's going to end in a very short period of time. I don't have much time left. We don't know if we do or not anyway. You can always have something happen. But, you mentioned backups. And that's kind of the way everyone should be. Now, in rural America, they kind of, most people, not everybody, they have a backup. I still have a landline on the phone. I have the cell phone. If something happens to the cell phone, I got the landline. Backups and alternatives. If the electricity goes off, I've got a gas stove and I've got a gas fireplace. But if it all goes down, I'm in big trouble because I don't have a wood stove. I don't have any wood. But, people need to be wise as well. But the people that we vote to put in charge of these things, they need to understand the whole picture.
First of all,
I think it's a big hoax. But, second, it's okay to try these things, like you said, but we need something that's an alternative. We need a backup.
Yeah, and we're also playing this game of semantics and language and shifting goalposts. So most of my life we called it global warming, and then global warming became climate change because it's a much broader lexicon, right? It's a much broader term that can encompass everything. Now we're calling it climate chaos. And so when Texas has snowstorms, it's not normal. I'll be the first to admit it's not normal. Just like it's not normal for my family who lives in northern Maine to hit 95-degree weather. It's not normal, but weather isn't necessarily normal. But when you call it climate chaos, everything proves your point. And I don't like to always engage with people on social media who are trolls because it's just a waste of time, quite honestly.
And there's tons of them.
And there's tons of them. But we used to have a scientific method to test your hypothesis to prove it to be true. But if everything proves your hypothesis true, is it really a scientific method? So snow in winter, climate chaos. Heat in summer, climate chaos. Drought, climate chaos. Flood, climate chaos. Everything proves climate chaos. And the only solution to climate chaos presented to us is government. And that's what I find fascinating as well. The only, and, you know, I was asked that once on Tucker Carlson's show. He said, can you show me any solution to this, to the climate issue that does not involve with government growing bigger or the Democrat Party growing stronger? And quite honestly, I can't. Look at all the solutions we're proposing. It's tax increases. I don't know why more taxes will, you know, it's like the paying extra to put your bag on the plane because it's overweight. It's like, so the extra $50 will make the plane safe. You know, so paying taxes is going to help the climate. But yes, you know, it's government telling us what type of car we could drive. It's giving the UN more power. It's very strange that the solutions to the climate chaos are big government.
That seems to be the solution for everything, especially, especially the Democrats, but the Republicans are just as bad at times.
Yeah.
And I was looking at this article that's on your website, and it's really the hypocrisy at its height, and that's the celebrities who sign a letter to President Biden to shut down the Dakota Access Pipeline and take away thousands of American jobs. Well, you know, you've got what's his name on here, and he's Leo DiCaprio. He's got this huge home, 7,022 square foot home. He's got an island. I mean, he's got a lot, you know, he jet sets around, and his footprint is much bigger than my footprint. Much bigger.
Yeah.
And the hypocrisy of them being willing, and you know, they don't even have a problem sleeping at night. Joe Biden missed no sleep when he put 11,000 jobs out. Just like that. Gone.
No.
Done. No problem.
No. And the environmental billionaires who have funded this movement, right, the ones who are pushing this, and we all know their names. It's Michael Bloomberg. It's Tom Steyer. It's George Soros. Again, I don't begrudge them their wealth. And if I had $60 billion, you know what, Beth Ann, I would talk to you every day, but I doubt I'd be doing this for a living if I had $60 billion. I'd be funding CSC Talk Radio with much more.
Oh, thank you. I've been looking for one of those.
I don't begrudge them their wealth, but they do have alternatives. I remember being stuck in the snow in New York City. This is a while ago when Bloomberg was still mayor, and he had no plan for the blizzard that hit, and the media broke. He was in the Bahamas because he has a home there, and he escaped the cold. And New York was stranded, and we went 4 days snowed in because the snow plows, blah, 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 who cares? But Bloomberg escaped because he had options, right? Tom Steyer has options, but these poor people in Texas, they don't have options. Government took that from them, and that is not fair. That is not equity that we hear about. That is not equity.
It's a shame and it's a travesty because they're not, you know, and you said this a few weeks ago, there's nothing that Biden has done that he has signed, not one executive order that has been to better the life or lives of we the people. Not one thing. And this storm hits and we see the hypocrisy of these wind turbines and the energy sector that they're just willing to tear down our grid and put it in jeopardy. You know, people need to wake up. They just need to wake up. We're heading into a break, and we will be right back. I lay my heart on these chests. Your name You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount gold and silver trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Before we continue too much farther, we haven't been getting the phone calls. I believe that everybody's out shoveling snow or conserving what little energy they have for those who are out of electricity across this nation. But I have somebody on Facebook that's watching, and she said she saw something on Gab, that, you know, it's a new social media, that one of the executive orders gave control of some of our power grid to China. I want to believe that is not true, but she wanted me to ask you. So I don't know all these executive orders he's signing right and left. I don't know how anybody can keep up with them. But have you heard anything about that?
It's not necessarily executive order, but the President Trump had prohibited China from contributing at all to our electric grid through any of their companies. And similar to that is what did make the news in our communications grid. People may remember about a year ago, this company called Huawei, which is spelled H-U-W, right? It's spelled differently than how it's pronounced. It's a Chinese word. Yeah. Huawei is basically their Verizon, and they wanted to improve our 5G network. And the Trump administration said no. we're not letting Chinese company have access to our communications grid. We're not playing this whole, oh, it's the free market and they make a great product, because it's all a bunch of lies. Yeah. It's China. They want to spy. Similarly, yeah, President Trump outlawed them from having any contribution to our electric grid. President Biden has reversed that. And so now your mayor, your mayor, your city council, your governor, in theory, could buy electricity from a Chinese-owned company. So if a Chinese-owned company wanted to create a solar farm in your community and run your electric grid, now it is legal. President Trump did not allow that because he said they don't really want a solar company, a solar farm in your community. What they want is access to America, and we can't allow them any access. I think the president was right, and I think Biden is wrong to reverse it. But Biden has a soft spot for China, which is very dangerous.
It's amazing to me what all the damage is that this man has done in such a short period of time. They are after it fast. They know this is their last chance to completely take this country over. And I'm not just talking about China. I'm talking about these communists that happen to be sitting in some of our offices, official offices, elected offices, and appointed offices, the bureaucrats. And it's scary. It's scary
Absolutely.
To me. Very.
Look, and you're right to call them communists, because they are. Look, there is no member of the Maduro regime in Venezuela who looks around at the country and thinks, boy, maybe we were wrong. This is exactly what they intended. And this is the goal result they had in mind. The fact that millions of people are suffering means nothing to them. And when we use analogous circumstances in America, all of Americans paid 60% more for health insurance after we passed Obamacare. Did the president look at that and say, huh, maybe this was a mistake. Maybe this isn't a good policy. No. The fact that we are paying twice as much, I don't care. There are politicians right now, green politicians, who are looking at Texas, and they say, I don't care. This is a necessary consequence of instituting this agenda. And if people die in the process, I don't care. Look at what they did to small business in America because of COVID. Look at what they're doing to kids in the education system. You know, kids suicide, youth suicide has doubled in the last year. They don't care about this killing them. No, they don't care about this. This is fallout. Death is a necessary consequence of instituting this agenda they have in mind. So if more Texans freeze to death today, not one environmentalist will be saved, nor will they reverse course, because that's just part of instituting a radical change. Death, not their death, mind you. And AOC is not cold today, I guarantee you. Nor is Bernie Sanders. They are not cold.
No, they're not cold.
But they don't care.
Keeping all their houses warm.
Absolutely.
Bernie's got lots of houses. They're all warm.
And they don't care.
They don't have to worry about pipes freezing. Yeah, they don't have to worry about the pipes freezing. They don't have to worry about not being able to get to a grocery store. The grocery store's electricity is off. You know, I do want to remind my listeners, there are other options that you have. And this is why we always say to be prepared. You should bring in food. Food that maybe you don't have to heat. Water, always have some water on hand, bottled water. Get a few cases of that. Alternative cooking ways. I haven't had to do that. But I have a cooking stove, a camping stove, and you can just hook up the little small propane bottles to that, and you can cook if you have to, or boil water if you have to. Boil the snow if you've got problems with the water. There are things we can do. Maybe you've got that gas grill out there, and it's still, you know, haul it into the garage and cook something if you need to. There are ways of thinking through, and those are just some that I just wrote down, you know, off the top of my head. And it's, you know, because I am concerned about people that are hurting. I know when my son's furnace was out on Saturday, they were all hunkering in one room, you know, stay in one room. I told him, I said, well, you still got electricity, just didn't have furnace. I said, put some water on to boil in the kitchen and just let it boil, and it kind of heats up the house and gets a little bit of humidity in there, too. It kind of helps you stay a little warmer. Luckily, it wasn't too many hours that they had to endure that. But when your temperatures are dropping, you know, it can get serious real fast. You know,
it can.
Like the water main, we're under. Go ahead.
I was going to say, and I think for those of us who are patriots and those of us also who are believers, we can't understand that our government would allow its people to suffer unnecessarily. It doesn't seem logical. Why would they tinker with our electric grid? They wouldn't do this to us. And okay, sure, we're going to Obamacare and green cars and all these are periphery things, but the very utilities that keep me and my family alive, government wouldn't play with that. They wouldn't put me at risk. But sadly, there are a number of governors who exactly would do that. Heck, look at what's happening in New York with Governor Cuomo. Right?
Oh, geez.
He wouldn't risk my elderly grandparents yes, he would. And the fact that he still won't apologize for it, absolutely.
He wanted to win an election.
And they will do anything to have won and cheated and stolen if necessary. But they did everything necessary to create a climate last November that made President Trump unpopular. You think they don't care about you and your kids? You and your kids and your family are very necessary pawns for their scheme. Again, they are exempt.
Even now, we're talking about kids getting back in school. You know, the unions, the teachers' union, don't want to go back to school. They want everything. They want new filter systems in the schools. They want they want more salary. They want all kinds of things that they're putting on their list that have absolutely nothing to do with what is best for these children.
Nope.
People that took on this career supposedly because they love children, I'm not buying that anymore. No, I'm not buying it. I mean, I've got teachers in my family, and they're good. They're good teachers. And they're just appalled by what's going on and how it's hurting the children. That's just one incident. And now they're talking about wearing masks or two masks through 2022.
Exactly.
This is absolutely ridiculous.
Joe Biden had no problem seeing millions of American businesses destroyed so he could get the talking point that President Trump was not handling this virus properly. And he got that talking point. And now he could care less if they come back online, as he could care less if the kids go back to school, as they could care less if more Texans are freezing to death in this cold snap. Again, this is all the necessary fallout of implementing their agenda. And I do think people need to understand we're not dealing with John F. Kennedy Democrats anymore. We're dealing with a party that is truly beholden to the radical left. And the radical left will sacrifice you in a heartbeat on the altar of their ideals.
Absolutely. Well, I hear the music. We're headed into a break, and I've got somebody trying to remind me, be careful of carbon monoxide if you bring those camping things inside the house. Well, that's why I said the garage. You can kind of crack a garage door a little bit and keep safe. You got to keep safe, folks. You got to keep safe. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, Wintering the Storm with Daniel Turner of Power the Future. Visit his website, powerthefuture.com. Donate to his cause, because his cause is saving rural America, and we will be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke, and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke, and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716. That's 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716.
You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Daniel Turner. We had the phone lines open, and I think everybody was out shoveling snow or trying to conserve their energy. So we're going to close those lines now because we are in the final segment. I wanted to talk about the irony just a little bit, Daniel. You sent me the forecast for February that they gave us 2 weeks ago, and I'm going to let you tell the listeners about that because they might have got it a little bit wrong.
they got it a little wrong when at the beginning of the month they said this is the weather forecast for the month of February, and over Texas is this enormous heat bloom that said very above average temperature expected, and of course this is all climate chaos and climate change, and it's going to be a very mild February nationwide, but especially in, above Texas. And it's turned out to be 180 degrees and wrong. Now, look, I understand predicting the weather isn't always a precise science, quote unquote, and there's some, and the weather changes. But the same experts who will tell us February 1st what to expect for the weather this month, who are totally wrong, are the same experts who are telling us now that we have 7 years left to fight climate change, or it is an existential crisis. And we say that word so often, we don't even understand the gravitas of the word existential crisis. To say it's an existential crisis and we have 7 years, but you're wrong about the weather next week, and I'm supposed to trust your model? it's laughable.
7 years was, what, 10 years, and that was 15 years ago or more?
Yeah.
When Al Gore told us that, or Don Kerry, I can't remember which one it was. I was thinking it was Al Gore. He still claims he was right. Like, how could you possibly say that? It's not just that they miss that. They miss every single one of their predictions. All of their doom and gloom has been a hoax. It's all been a hustle for money. These guys are getting rich off of this. And they're not suffering the consequences of what they're putting on the American people. You know, there's nothing wrong with having these wind turbines, but if you rely on them, you're in deep doo-doo. You're in deep snow, deep cold. And it's not, Rudy's laughing at me with my deep doo-doo. But, you know, it's not going to go well for you if that's the only thing you have. We need something that's reliable. It's okay to look for alternatives, but we need something that's reliable. America has the cleanest air of anywhere, don't we?
Yeah, we do. And this is, I've said this a lot in the last couple of days as this issue has come to the forefront. And people say, well, what about the overall need to protect the environment? They have imposed upon us, the environment the left has imposed upon us, this binary thought process, and we are all guilty of it, that it's either or. You either love the earth or you support the fossil fuel industry. And we, even conservatives still say things like that. You know, oil and gas, but, you know, we gotta protect the earth. It's not an either or. We do both, and we do both in America exceptionally well. We've increased our energy consumption dramatically since the 1970s, not just in terms of the amount of people and the amount of cars and the amount of airlines in the air, but the whole internet revolution, which uses more electricity. Google, the company Google in America, uses more electricity than the city of San Francisco. I mean, one company uses more electricity than the entire city of San Francisco. So we have grown since the 1970s exponentially, but we're cleaner. How is that possible if we aren't always getting better? If we use more coal, we use more oil and gas, and we're a cleaner nation as a result. And so we have to break our mind of this idea that we either love the fossil fuel industry or we want a clean earth, because they go hand in hand. It is precisely those countries that are furthest from the fossil fuel industry that are the dirtiest. It is the communist countries and it is the third world countries, sadly, but that is the fact.
Well, you know, I was going to say, communist China, they wear masks all the time because of their air being dirty. Because it's just so smoggy, it's just terrible. And they don't care to clean it up. And, you know, I guess we have to come to the conclusion, first of all, we need to realize it's a hoax. But if you really believe in that, is it better to die 10 years down the road because of you're choking on CO2, which is not going to happen, or freeze to death this winter, starve to death this winter, or die of heat stroke this coming summer because California can't keep the air conditioners running? I mean, you've got to use some common sense here, and that doesn't seem to dwell within the greeny weenies, as my old boss used to call them.
No. And it is not a partisan issue, and I want to make that very clear.
I make no bones
about the fact that I am a conservative, and if you say on the right, I'll accept that. But this is not a partisan issue. What is happening in Texas is a politician-led problem. 20 years ago, Texas got 30% of its electricity from coal. They went out of their way to get rid of coal to adopt wind. And that happened under George Bush as governor. That happened under Rick Perry as governor. And it's happened now under Greg Abbott as governor. And anyone who is a quote-unquote Republican would say those three people are your ideal Republican governors. But they led the charge to say, we got to get rid of coal. We got to start embracing wind. Why? Someone needs to explain that to me. Why? There was a lot of money thrown at them. There was a lot of mandates thrown at them. There was a lot of desire to look good in the environment. Maybe if we adopt wind, the environmental left won't attack us. Maybe if I adopt wind and I announce a huge wind farm, maybe Greenpeace won't dedicate $5 million to my opponent in the next election. So they drove this charge, and what is happening now in Texas was preventable. So if Republicans in Texas can do this, imagine what liberal Democrats in every other state, or your squishes, which is the vast majority of the country, is a squish, right? People need to be concerned about what's happening in their state.
Absolutely. And you've got to stay active. We're just about out of time. You've got to stay active. You've got to stay active on the local level, your community, your state, your county, your state, and then on up to D.C. because they are trying to control. It's all about control. We didn't throw that word out too much, but it's all about control. And right now, those folks in Texas and Oklahoma and North Carolina that had this storm, things are out of control in their lives because others didn't seem to care enough to see the common sense that needs to be put into this energy for our future. Power of the Future is Daniel Turner. Daniel, thank you so much for coming on at last minute with me. I just really felt like we needed to talk about this with all that's going on, and I think you're scheduled to come back next Tuesday, so we'll have a lot of fun then, too. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We so much appreciate Daniel and Power of the Future. Visit powerofthefuture.com. That's just real simple, powerofthefuture.com. Read their articles and donate to their cause, because their cause is saving rural America. Saving rural America is how we bring America home. Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions, government micromanaging our lives, but do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.